This podcast is brought to you by Podshow and GoDaddy, the number one domain name register worldwide. Check out with our special code and get a great discount on your domain name, complete with free quick blog at GoDaddy.com. Details in the show. Some restrictions apply.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky. Goober.
Hi.
I'm sorry, Tony.
That's quite all right.
I'm really sorry. After all the last few weeks of me giving you absolute grief, I am now officially sorry. It will all be explained. Well done, you've reached Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a brilliant show this week. We've just checked out the music, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
And gone, this is like a proper show.
This is really good. It's always good.
Yeah,
but
always
this week
good.
Just always
this
good.
Week, it's super good. And this week, I am... ever since I started doing Punky, since our first show, I've wanted to play... one of the bands that we're playing.
Yes.
And I've waited all this time, and I'm finally doing it. It's not the special I promised, but I am playing one of my favourite songs of theirs ever, and I'm really chuffed. Oh, anyway, cool. More of that. This is the Needles in the background. We always mention the bands doing the beds underneath us.
Yes.
And Tony, thank you for putting all that up on the site.
Shit. it's been a bad week. That's all I can say.
It has, yeah. It has.
In every way.
It's been intense.
I'm in Fishtown well and proper. It's going to be great.
Oh, you're in Fishtown because of me?
War. No, everything.
Oh, yeah, everything. Well, you're in Fishtown because of everything.
I'm sure it'll come up later on.
It is definitely going to come up later on.
Right.
Unlike me this week, Tony, I'm not feeling very sexy.
Good. Always a bonus.
Always a bonus. We got so much to talk about this week. But I think we have to get on with the first song.
Right. Okay.
Just briefly, on Sunday, we went to see the Planet Smashers at Junction 7.
Only 2 days ago,
and we had an absolutely fabulous night.
Great night, great band.
Until the last 5 minutes, which was my fault. Actually, it wasn't. It was Matt from the Planet Smashers. I'm not taking all the blame for this, but it was Matt and a combination of booze I'm not supposed to have. a slightly dubious taxi journey. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, nearly divorce again. Oh. Christ's sake. So, I thought it was only fair, because this gears in quite nicely. This week's show is a Rock City special.
Rock City special,
because
yeah.
Because this Sunday, I'm going to Rock City to see a load and load and load and load and load of brilliant bands. Four of which we're playing in this show. But... one of the bands that are on are Neville Staples Specials.
Right.
Now, obviously, I haven't got permission to play special stuff.
No.
Right, but I have got permission to play the Planet Smasher stuff.
Oh, yes, we have.
And we've discussed this before, but track two of their latest album, Mighty, a classic album, by the way, is a song called Explosive, featuring Toasting by...
can't remember.
Neville Staples!
Oh, right, sorry.
So even though we can't play Neville Staples Specials, we can play Neville Staples, and we're going to do that now. Thing is, Tony, what I want you to know is... and I reckon you could make a clean sweep of it this week. This could be Tony 6, me and the Internet nil this week.
Let's hope.
Right, let's hope so. I'm not convinced about the last one, but I think you can get the first five. What is the Planet Smashers website?
It's planetsmashers.net.
It is. It's 1-0. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet nil. And I reckon you're going to thrash us this week.
Possibly.
You're going to thrash me harder than I've ever wanted to thrash you.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Anyway, this is Explosive. Oh, they'll be on our top friends, MySpace top friends, same as everyone else. Set.
Set.
This is not a problem, this is not a test. Come young people, let's protest. Now if you have a problem, get it off your chest. Come plan this smash out, come tell them the rest.
I can see it coming, this is not a test. Everyone set to explosive. So much value. I see.
explosive. Planet Smashers, loving it. Basically.
Good band, nice guys.
Good band,
great
nice guys.
Guys.
Yeah, but Matt, the lead singer, is a fucking wanker. Because he waited until the end of the night before he lined up the whiskies for me.
Yeah.
On the bar. And you know what I'm like on whiskey?
You an arse.
A big one. Yeah. Hey, we've got a word of the week. I completely forgot about it. This word of the week was devised primarily by me, with a bit of help from Hamboy and Always Looking.
All right, okay.
Who I had breakfast with on Saturday morning. I know.
Nice.
Couldn't have been the morning.
Will you woke up? No. Sure.
Saturday
did lunchtime. Did you have breakfast before you went to bed?
No, it was Saturday early afternoon, I think. I don't think we made the morning.
Nah.
But what was funny was that we bumped into Mr. Lindburn. It doesn't matter where you go in Hitchin. Wherever I go, Mr. Lindburn's landed there about a minute before and ordered. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So, word of the week this week. Tony, do you know what a mongolo is?
Mongolo?
A mongolo.
No.
It's where a bungaloid lives.
Oh, God.
I think we were probably still pissed. Right, so, MySpace.
Right, okay.
MySpace is, we love MySpace. And surprisingly, MySpace quite likes us. Tony, I've got
Tom
a brilliant...
doesn't. What?
Remind me, I've got an absolutely brilliant letter to show you. And it's not French, don't panic.
To show me?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
This show. Because okay. I need you to be the proof, the eyes and ears of the Tsar, that it actually exists.
All right.
It's one I got from the States, that I've just picked up. Right?
Is it from the FBI?
No.
Because I hate those.
I was expecting to hear from them.
Dear Mr. Holmes, stop talking 17-year-old... Carry on.
No, I think they've got us on their list for seditious literature. Right, so MySpace is... our profile is myspace.com/punkyradio. Best way to get in touch with us, bloody blah, is to leave a message on there, up to 2,500 words, characters.
Apparently so.
But why you'd want to leave more than about 50 is completely beyond me.
Who knows?
First up, from Jeff. And not
Hi, Jeff.
Not Ugly Shoes.
Oh, right.
Hey, all you smacktards. I let my inner geek out over the weekend. Check out www.takemetofishtown.com. See what happens when we don't make it to the Rally GB. I did, and the idiot has bought the domain name takemetofishtown.com.
Yeah.
And when you hit it, it goes to Punky Radio.
The BT Podshow site.
The BT Podshow site. Which is an interesting thing, because I wonder if Jeff bought his domain name from GoDaddy.
Wonder if he did.
I wonder if he did. More of that later. Fat Boy, a week goes to... Fat Boy is the new bear.
Yes, he's certainly... Yeah. And Bear's got a lot quieter.
Yeah, he did leave us a comment on here, but I'm not reading it out, it's too boring.
Okay.
I've seen it on all the rockumentaries. The talent starts to make it and the first thing they do is cut loose all the losers. Mm. Alice Rock gets her album out and leaves Tony's place in the same week. Coincidence? I think not. Ooh! I bet the diary's full this week, eh, Tony? You kitten blood.
It was at least a week later, thank you very much. But she has now moved out.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. Guess who we haven't heard from in a bit?
Who's that?
Tara Jiggity!
Tara Jiggity!
Tara Jiggity! I ain't got no flame pool! I ain't got no
flame pool!
I ain't got no flame pool!
I don't want to go there!
It's where a bungaloid lives.
He looks like Blackpool.
Goober Gooper! Long time no comment. How have you wankers been?
Well, shit.
Fair to middling.
Not very well this week.
You should check out the new layout on my site. I made it special and it has Paulie B on it. I did check it out. It's great. It's got me on it.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Tony has no good fucking pictures, so he's not on there. You have got some good ones
somewhere.
I've got
some good pictures.
Yeah, just not of you.
No.
Maybe I'll make another one with just Tony. Oh, heavens forbid. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Well, anyways, keep up the good work. You know that I'm always looking.
Always looking.
P.S. Please don't shoot me for stealing one of Paul's pictures. Tara Jiggity! Tara Jiggity! I ain't going no flame pool!
Flame pool!
I ain't going no flame pool! True believer. You know, I think there's a red rope area in hell reserved just for Punky. It comes complete with an area for spanking Tony like a bitch for all eternity. True believer, I think, is...
Kayla.
Yeah, the Kayla conspiracy. I think that's her latest name.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough, Kayla. As long as you change your pants as often as you change your name, you'll be all right.
Hell sounds quite nice right now because it's really warm down there. It's fucking freezing in the forest.
It's blowing a cunting gale out there.
Yeah, cunting gale.
You guys are brilliant. I
could do with a flame pool.
Oh, this is from Michelle, who added us this week.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yeah, you like Michelle, don't you, Tony?
Purple hair.
Giving you a bit of a purple helmet,
it's
I think.
It's enough to get me out of Fishtown.
It is enough to get you out of Fishtown. In fact, before I even read this out, Michelle, do Tony a favour. Just send him something.
Anything.
You guys are brilliant. Love the show, you crazy fuckers. Don't be a toppy. Check out Toronto's own The Creep Show and The Matadors. If grave diggers or teenage zombie sluts don't do it for you, then you're a kinblurred. In disguise.
Disguise?
Yeah, it might be disguise. It might have just dropped the G off. No, it says disguise, which I like.
Yeah.
Kinblurred in disguise.
In disguise.
I ain't going no fling pool. They are our MySpace latest comments.
Okay, I've got the Podcast Alley comments here.
Get stuck in.
If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. If you go to punkyradio.com, at the top of the screen, there is the important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject and the comment if you so wish. Please vote for us this month. It's Christmas. Very nearly.
Yeah, do us a favour and give us a vote, will you, fuckers?
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
What,
you gotta
what
do
is?
You've got to do it monthly. A vote.
Oh, right, okay. Right. A poog.
Must vote. An angry pirate made me do it. Respect the Carnarvon Ordnance, you fucking wankers. Okay,
yeah,
there.
Thanks.
I finally did it. After a year, you finally got me to vote. From Van Alch.
That's easy for you to say.
Isn't it?
I ain't going no flame pool.
Punky rolls. Punky rocks. Punky rolls. Punky rules. Some cybercrime.
I like that one.
Oh, I like that.
I like that one.
Rock. Punky spunky. Always
stick it up, you jumpy.
Always looking for a good show? Then listen to Punky, because they cause more milky pants than your average tuppy.
We do.
From Twilight.
Thank you, Twilight. Do you know, I got a message from someone this week, I can't remember who it was, saying, who's the woman with her head cut off and her legs out and a Punky t-shirt on
right.
Your MySpace page?
Yeah.
And I said, Tony's mum.
Oh, God. It's not.
It isn't.
But well, the
your mum's got nicer legs.
The full photo's on the full photo's on punkyradio.com though, anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of this one.
Yes, it is.
With the face on it.
With the face on.
It's the other one that's hidden.
You got a face on.
That we can't mention.
Maddie Bum. You got a face on. We can't mention the other one.
We can't mention the other one, but it was never Alice Rock.
She's exposed herself anyway, I think.
Has she?
Yeah, not like that. Well, she might have done like that as well, yeah. Knowing her.
But no, she was never the lodger.
No, she was never the lodger.
Punky rules. 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 From yours truly, Marcus Rude Boy.
You're really good at saying that, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Rude Boy!
That's Marcus from Brazil then, yeah?
Yeah, has he put Rude Boy Podcast there?
Just Rude... Oh, yeah, submitted by Rude Boy Podcast. That must be his email address.
Oh, okay.
Rude Boy.
Rude Boy!
Blah, blah, blah. Here's a vote for my favourite unpunk, suck-up, sell-out, septic wannabe podcast. That's from John.
Who's that then?
That's John. That might be TTN, John, if I guess.
They're just jealous.
Just jealous.
Just jealous.
But hey, John, love the red suit.
And hey, John, so do I.
Gets him off my back.
What do you mean, hey? Off your back?
Stop looking at me back. Woot fucking woot.
I'll get on your back.
Looking for a great punk slash idiot cast?
Yep.
Look no further. This show has everything. Humour, good music, and Paulie B and Tony jacking off in the background. You guys deserve to win. Jake, deserve to win?
Yes, win. We deserve
what?
To win.
Everything.
The race of life.
The race of life.
We deserve to win. Well, I mean, because it's like voting, isn't it? You think someone's going to win on the vote, don't you? But it's not. It's
just
this gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yet another vote for this month. I've got bad news for Cyber. My birthday was the day before yesterday, which puts me at 55 years old.
Crikey.
I fully expect to be alive well into the future, so I'll make the claim to be the oldest Punky fan who's likely to still be alive and listening next week. Keep it coming. An eclectic mix.
Clat George?
Don't know. Just as eclectic mix.
Good show, eclectic mix. Check it out sometime.
Cool.
Good show. Nothing like us, obviously.
Right.
Nothing is.
It's eclectic.
It's eclectic and it's a mix. I'm not going to do the pod show thing.
Help, I'm spraying my bowl off work. Got the squits, so listen to Punky. Playing catch up. I'm still way back in October. Still, nice to know you're still the best two twats going. Love Poco.
Yeah, but the thing is, if he's off work for a bit, he can hear them all now, can't he?
That's true.
If his
like living lover lets him, like, you know,
he's
listen.
Got a lot. His wench.
His wench.
He described... I've dropped him in it. He described his significant other as his wench in an email to me, but yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I just call her the lovely Roz.
You call her the lovely Roz. He calls her the wench.
Right.
And I call her that stick-thin harpy lesbo.
tomato.
Right, we're going to get on with track two here, because I said to you, we've got so much to read out this week. Right, I don't want to spend too long at the start of the show and then have to rush the end. So, listen, not that we do rush the end, we just keep going. And I don't like the way you laugh at me saying I don't like... What did I say then that made you laugh?
I don't like to rush the end. It just made me laugh.
I don't like to rush the
end.
I don't
like taking my time and then rushing the end.
Tony, I don't like to rush the end. I like to storm it.
Yeah, brilliant.
I want to storm your end. What was that?
It was kind of a whimp and a growl.
You've scared me there, mate.
Good. Right,
this is Goldblade. Goldblade are playing at Rock City as part of this brilliant gig that's this Sunday. It is tickets are £25 in advance, £30 on the door, but worth every penny. Well, I'll give you the full lineup later on. And this is a song we have played on the show before, but it was never aired.
Right.
When we did the Prague cast.
Oh, right.
I did every song I could find called Out of Control,
didn't
I?
I completely forgot that we had music on that show.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 hours long or something stupid like
that. Yeah, I think there was one song in each section.
Right, okay. Yes.
But they were all called Out of Control.
Got you.
And so what I thought I'd do, it's such a great song that we would play this one again, because no one's heard it, except for the very exclusive few that we let listen to the Prague cast.
Yeah.
I think there's about 8 people who heard that.
Right.
Ever, which is nearly total talk nonsense. 8 of listenership.
8 of those went to Prague and had to listen to it.
Oh, fuck, that's the point. Yeah, there must be more than that. There must be 14 or something. 14
or
15.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I've been passing around people in pubs.
Oh, have you? And what about the Prague cast?
Wait, I'll keep that quiet.
Always working. So, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Goldblade's website?
I don't know. Is it goldblade.co.uk?
Oh, you fucking idiot. It's goldblade.com.
But they're English, aren't they?
So? We're English. What's Punky Radio?
Punkyradio.com. Yeah, should have thought of that back a bit more, really, shouldn't I?
It's a good job then. I'm out of control. They are.
And also great band, Goldblade.
Great band, Goldblade. Absolutely terrific. Another great band right on now. Yeah, Planet Smashers again.
Oh, nice.
We're loving the Planet Smashers at the
moment.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah.
I was gutted they weren't the last act, though.
Right.
Because I thought they had loads to go. And I had to go to the toilet. And while I was in the toilet, they played Super Orgy Porno Party.
Yes.
One of my favourite ones, which I missed. And then when I started shouting for more, a few of you helpfully explained that they weren't the last band and wouldn't be doing encores. That's me by myself going, more, more!
They also did some Punky Radio shout-outs as well.
They did quite a few Punky Radio shout-outs, and they even did this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just for
us.
They just did 30 seconds of this just for us.
Oh, it's nice,
it was brilliant. And they changed the set list for us. Because
you told them to.
Because I told them to, yeah. I said, you haven't got too much attitude down there, and we played it last week on our show, and there could be punky listeners here. And they went, all right, we'll scribble it out. And they played it. It was brilliant as well. It was really good. Oh, I love that song. Right, Tony, have you got a twat?
Yeah, I have, sir.
Right.
If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week's from Rach.
Rach?
Rach.
A lady?
The former Ruby Soho. She emailed a twat a few times months ago.
Got very angry with us because we didn't know it was the name of a rancid song.
Was that? Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Sorry about that, Rach.
Sorry. So here we go. The former Ruby Soho as a Writing Royal twat nominate.
Ooh.
As I commented last week, I recently got a job as a waitress. I'm not celebrating, by the way. It's shit. So I've so far worked only two night shifts. And last night I was lumped with this guy that was on his second night as well. He's my age too and knows about as much about the job as I do. Fuck all. So I walk in and he calls me midget. I'm from Redditch and I'm 4 foot tall, not three. Then starts to tell me what to do. This coming from a guy who needed the receptionist to tell him where to come in as well. The fucking smacktard.
What a smacktard.
What was the legal height for a midget? I can never remember it. Is it 4 foot three?
Well, what do you mean? It's not even the legal height for them. Do you mean that there's a load of illegal people impersonating midgets that are 4 foot seven?
That's right.
Stick ears on them, they're a little bit magical.
Anyway, this shit then spends the rest of the 4 hours telling me that I'm doing various things wrong, including polishing cutlery, and that's a shit job he makes me do because he's bigger than me and I'm not likely to tell him to go fuck himself with my new boss listening.
Because I had to
punch him in the nuts.
Punch headbutt him in the nuts.
If she's that short,
headbutt his nuts. Do a flying headbutt on his scrotum.
Just run. Because I had to wipe knives and stuff with vinegar to make them shiny, which is shit boring and gave him this smug look.
Shiny, shiny.
Oh, and he robbed on my tips as well.
He robbed
which
her
I think
tips.
I fixed tips.
Oh, he robbed her tips.
Yes, which I think it's the worst thing of it.
And he robbed my tits as well. The twat.
The twat. All is good because I got my revenge when slamming the door on his face and making him drop a cup of hot water down his waistcoat because we have a horrible uniform and make him scream like a pussy. His mighty berserker was not so mighty after that. So I'd like, to nominate Sam from the Abbey Hotel in Redditch as a huge twat for thinking he's better than me and making me spend 2 hours doing his dirty work. And that's from Rach.
I think that's absolutely fair enough.
That's great. And so much punky dictionary in there.
So much punky dictionary in there.
So. Are ready?
Yeah.
Sam from the Abbey Hotel in Redditch
is a twat.
There you go.
Don't forget, if you have a twat, please email Tony. He's desperate to meet someone with one. Tony@punkyradio.com. Fair enough.
Got a room available.
He's got a room free now.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I had two poems from Poetry Corner this week, right, Tony? But okay. I'm only doing the second one.
You're going to save one?
Yeah, the first one was from the mighty Bobby, who's sending us poems in every fucking week. So I thought we'd have a week off the mighty Bobby.
Okay.
If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, please email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner, which is exactly what Lord Relock did.
Oh, not the Lord.
The Lord.
Mr. Lord.
Now, I'm going to read out... He sent us the poem first, and then he did the spiel, but I'm going to read the spiel out first, because you're going to love this, Tony.
All right.
Hey, Paul. Hate to say it, but Tony was right. White Ox is a brand of tobacco. The whole code thing you were talking about was too complicated for me. If you had something on the go, you would give it a person's name. Then it was easy to keep quiet. We could explain that he's been inside in Queensland.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Which is mad. It's lovely weather. Right. It's for example, heard from Benny. Yeah, said he might be coming in to visit this weekend, etc. That sort of thing. The slang used in Queensland prisons is a form of Cockney rhyming slang. Your shoes, your ones and twos. Your cell, your churchy church bell. A blade, a marmy, marmalade. Lot of other shit as well. They have their own lingo. Can you do me a favour and tell Tony to get fucked because he's a twat? Tony, get fucked because you're a twat.
Fair enough.
Much obliged, I owe you one. Always looking, Lord
Always
Raylock.
Looking.
Now, if there's one crim I want to keep on the right side of...
It's gay Lord Raylock.
It's, well, you can call him that, I'm not. I think it's...
He's not allowed out of the country, it's fine.
Great expectations, mate. You want to be careful. He could be your mystery benefactor. So anyway, he wrote this poem. Hey Paul, had an occasion to send you some verse. See, my dad day started fucked and it only got worse. My mole bowl is empty. No weed, can't get high. If I were kin blurred, I guess I would cry. I'm in shock and in panic. That shit can't be right. I'm sure there were buds left over from last night. So I looked for my bourbon, but the bottle's run dry. Man, if this shit keeps up, then I know I will die. There's only one thing to do since I'm feeling so flat. That's to email Punky and call Tony a twat. Thank you very much, Lord Raylock, and I'm glad you're on my side anyway.
Feeling the love.
we've got through this section quite... Right, these chairs have got... You know they've got the three bloody... The four legs with the wheels on and that, and there's the middle section. I've just cracked my ankle on the middle section.
Oh. Instant karma. What?
Ow!
It's cheering me up there. Thanks for that.
Yeah, all right. And so, listen, I've suddenly realised I've got time to do something else now. I might just do the BT Pod Show latest comments.
All right.
BT Pod Show, basically, the easiest way to get our show now, or the way we'd like you to at least, is to go to punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
Yeah.
The link is through punkyradio.com, but when you do go to get the show, you'll get it from there now anyway, won't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
So just link through from ours and go there, have a look around. And we're just starting to get people starting to leave comments on there as well, which is great.
Wicked.
I apologise if we've read one of these out before, but it's all fairly confusing because we've got half a dozen fucking profiles on there. That is being addressed.
What's being addressed?
It's being addressed.
Oh, that, yes. Yeah.
Right. Punky is pure bliss in a world full of shit.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys, and keep it up. Oh, and I did vote for you, John Steve. Thank you, John Steve.
Thank you.
This podcast goes to 11. Hey guys, thought with all Tony's 14-year-old listeners, I'd let you know there's yet another old fucker listening, and your podcast is quite simply the undisputed champion of all other podcasts. The music is fan-fucking-tastic and is only rivaled by the banter of these two twatsicles. That being said, Paul, what's up, man? You're facing some weird sexuality crises. You know, the kind that involves Tony, some veg oil and a rubber chicken. Because in spite of all your allusions to Tony being a poofter, you're acting more and more like a turd burglar each show. Tony, for God's sakes, man, practice your diction. If you say emo address one more time, I'm going to cross the pond to just to beat with a shit-filled sock. Ah, feel the love. Keep up the great work and may your show continue to enjoy success. Ajax, or is it Ajax?
I don't know.
Sure, if he's Dutch, I think we'd be calling him Ajax. Oh, yeah. Never trust anybody nice. South of Flanders. Hey, wankers.
Hi.
Dropping
they
a
all
line.
Start the same, don't they?
No, this is great. Hey, wankers. Dropping a line direct from the Bible Belt. At least I can get punky here. My whole family enjoys listening to it, and it's good to be able to share some good punk with my daughters. As good punk is real hard to come, but this fucker's a Mormon.
Oh, God.
I was afraid they would grow up thinking Blink 182 and Green Day was good. Anyhow. Keep up the great show. It gives me something to look forward to. Add me to your friends on MySpace. I'm headed over there right now. I'm the guy with the Superman cape. My daughter kindly lent me for the picture. Cheers. I can't remember his name, but he's a top lad. Thank you.
Punky for all the family. You know, didn't realise that had happened. Who'd have thunk it?
And last but not least, from Graham. Write your comment here. Jesus, what a procedure. Still didn't take too long. Great show. Even better now, I have an FM transmitter for my iPod and I can listen to you on the way to work. God save the Queen and the Sex Pistols are gods. Fair enough, thank you, Graham. So, yeah, please do leave comments and reviews for us on there. You can leave reviews for us on there, that's good as well. And we haven't mentioned iTunes this week, we'll mention that in a bit as well. God, we've got so many things to mention now. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Right, track three. Resistance 77, this Sunday at Rock City. They're kicking off the day's proceedings at 1 p.m.
Right.
1 p.m. Resistance. This song's 4 minutes long. That's outrageous.
Taking the piss.
Oh, I'm not playing all of it. And this is quite a neat bit because we played Resistance 77 on the Prague cast as well.
Yes.
That never went out. But we didn't play this song. Although we could play the other one. We could play the one we didn't play before. If that makes any sense. No, we couldn't. I've got it. Shut up, Paul. So this one is kind of a cover version.
Right.
Bit Beastie Boysy.
Oh, yeah.
They did a very long drive to Germany.
Mm.
And the result... Oh, on purpose. They weren't just lost around Alfreton. Or didn't phone up saying, "The traffic's murdering Annesley, I'm going to be late." Luke. They drove to Germany to do a gig, and the outcome of it was this. What I want to know is, Tony, what's the website?
It's resistance77.com, and that's 77 as in the numbers.
Very good, you're back on track. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. And this is... Now, I think it's No Sleep in Bielefeld. It could be No Sleep in Bielefeld. I'm going with No Sleep in Bielefeld, which I believe in German is Nicht Schlaufen in Bielefeld. So, Tony, I can't help thinking that Ellis had a hand in that lengthy instrumental solo at the end of that. I think he said, look, lads, I'm sick of playing songs that are 2 minutes long. I want a fret wank. And they went, all right, Ellis. So, look, this is the bit of the show that I've been dreading.
Okay.
This is Zombie Ghost Train, because this is also scary music, because it's time for Punky Radio to sell out.
Sell out time.
It's sell out time.
Ready?
Now, we have signed up a deal with GoDaddy.
Yes.
Now, you know who GoDaddy are, do you?
No.
Not at all. You've got no idea.
I've seen a few adverts on the internet.
If I say GoDaddy.com,
right,
will that help you? Basically, GoDaddy are domain name registrars,
okay,
amongst other things, right? And they are offering... I can't believe I'm saying this. Right, and they are offering domain names up to 70% less than the competition. Each domain includes free hosting with a website builder, a free blog, complete email, and much more.
Right.
Now, the thing is, Tony...
Yeah?
Did you know that should you use one of our punky codes...
Yes?
You would get a discount.
All right, cool.
Now, we have got three punky codes, but we're only going to tell you about one this week.
Right, okay.
Right. And what I'm going to do is each week we'll tell you about a different one on a loop.
Right.
Because... Okay. Should you go to GoDaddy.com and you make an order entering the code PUNKY1, P-U-N-K-Y-1...
The number one.
The number one.
Yeah.
You will get 10% off your order.
All right, cool.
Some restrictions apply. You'll have to see the site for details. Just get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Wicked.
All right.
Yes, that's fine.
Is that okay?
That's fine, yes.
And now...
Yes?
Have you ever had HP sauce? I love HP sauce. Mm, oh, tasty.
Nice with chips. Great on sausage cup.
We'll put a thing up on the site as well, because there's quite a few ways you can save money on it.
Right.
Using punky codes.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie, we're going to make a bit out of you for doing it as well.
Yep.
But, as explained, we earned fuck all on this show for 18 months. It's about time we earned something. So
this is the outbreak of the show.
I'll say 18 months. It's not 18 months, as we haven't been doing it that
no
long.
No, we're at 14.
14
15
months.
At a push.
Well, we probably still won't make any now. But yeah, go to GoDaddy. Yep. We'll put their thing up on the website as well, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's about it for this middle section.
That's us sold out. What's next?
That's us sold out, yeah.
Hello, Satan.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Warm
in here. Lovely.
Why are you talking to me again? So, look, I'm going to get straight on with song four now.
Okay.
Because you'll notice, by the way... Oh, yeah, I have got some other news. Just briefly, we'll... spoke to Captain Sensible's people.
Well, yeah, yes.
We are officially going to be the mouthpiece of the Blah Party.
Wicked.
Which is great. And I'm going to be meeting the captain this Sunday. And if I can find my dictaphone, make of that what you will, he's going to record his first manifesto for us.
Oh, wicked.
And it'll be on next week's show.
The Captain Sensible.
The Captain Sensible is loving Punky. And
wicked.
Punky is obviously loving the Captain Sensible.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair enough. My next little plan is going to be to try and see if we can play some Damned on the show.
Damn.
He wrote half the songs.
This is true.
You know.
Why not?
You know, but anyway, yeah, check out. See, that's the thing. That's the interesting juxtaposition between selling out and keeping it real that is Punky. We can do an ad for GoDaddy.
And then still we use can phrases mention, like keeping it real.
And then and then we can plug a new... Truth, straight-talking political party.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Blah Party.
The Blah Party. Who are on our MySpace. Right. Oh, look, I'm saying I'll play the next song. Oh, yeah, so what I did, Resistance 77, Good Skinhead, Punk Annoy, Don't Sell Out Band. And then the next band up are Riot Squad, who I don't really think anyone could accuse of selling out ever.
No, not at all.
And I'm going to play a Riot Squad song that we have played before, but it was in one of our first ever shows. And obviously most of you didn't hear it, and there's no way you can hear it now, because we're not releasing those fuckers.
God, no. Those first few shows were awful.
They weren't awful. They were great. They were better than everyone else's podcast.
Oh, yeah, obviously it was us.
They just weren't as good as ours is now. of course I mean that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Now, hang on. Get
we've been going
right.
back to
right.
April on the old BT pod show, haven't we? April
yeah.
the 1st or
I think,
something.
I think we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
I think we'll leave that. So, yeah, so Riot Squad. Oh, yeah, one thing I meant to say as well. On the subject of Total Talk Nonsense having a massive go about us. Not a massive go.
Not a massive go.
Scott having a go. John doesn't care. Scott's just a little... He's a whiny amphibian, isn't he? He's hairless. Entirely hairless.
Is he?
Yeah. when they
well, no eyebrows are they?
No, when him and his missus, when they had a child, they had to incubate it and hatch it. No, I was going to say, look, Scott, the Clash signed to CBS and got accused of selling out, and I don't think you can accuse the Clash ultimately of selling out at all.
No.
Now, I'm not likening Punky Radio to the Clash. I have a giant ego, but it's not the size of a planet. But nevertheless,
it's fucking close.
You're going to be hearing us waffling on about GoDaddy every week, so get used to it. Track four. Now, look, I was going to play some of Riot Squad's new material, but they didn't actually get it to me in time. Luke out of Riot Squad is also in the Chavs, who is doing the gig with us on 7/27th. And this is... Oh, what's their website, Tone?
RiotSquad.co.uk.
Is it Riot-Squad.co.uk?
I don't know.
Or is it Riot Squad? I'm going to give you it. Because I think it's been one or the other, hasn't it?
Yeah,
they'll
be
on our MySpace, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, this is No Escape. All right?
Okay.
Okay. No Escape.
No,
they're
really
great, aren't they, Riot Squad?
Yes.
They are a great band. And they're on this Sunday.
Are they?
Yeah.
Rock City?
Yeah, they weren't on originally, but they've been added to the bill.
Wicked.
Which is brilliant. So, and I should think they'll be on fairly early downstairs as well. That's the problem. I've got to be... Because we're just at 77 on at 1, I've got to get there in time to see them. Because I missed them the last time they played there. And Riot's got to be on early, and... The gig's not going to finish till 2 in the morning. I'm going to be carrying my bat again.
Oh, God.
Something England cricketers can't do. But, yeah. And also, because I'm meeting Captain Sensible. Yeah. And I spoke to his people.
Right.
And I said, can you make sure that he meets me before 6 o'clock? And they said, why? I said, I'm going to be fucked after 6. If he's going to get any sense out of me at all, it's got to be before 6 o'clock.
Right.
I know what happens at these things.
Yeah.
Sadly, but I'm not hitting the shorts.
Too bar, you're not.
Too right. And you've got a punk rock thing to do on Sunday, which is why you can't go.
That's right.
You?
Yeah, it's my niece's first birthday.
Of course it is.
In Lincoln, so I've got to drive over there.
Any bands playing?
No.
Yeah. You got Demented. I'll go Gravma and the Grave Diggers.
Probably some Disney DVDs. You know,
the Twats, the Cunts. Some of the other bands you've played
on
the show.
The Cunts will be there.
The Cunts will be there, yeah. The Wankers from Kentucky. Right, I'm looking at the wrong piece here. So, look, still reading out lists, by the way. Emails and messages. If you've got something a bit more involved you'd like to send to us, do email either paulieb@punkyradio.com or
tony@punkyradio.com.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So I'm going to read out one, then I'm going to let you read out one, and then I'll read out the other one.
All right.
So this is from Scissor Man.
Scissor Man.
Scissor Man is the brother of Always Looking.
Oh, right.
Increasingly bizarre, this show, isn't it? And
it's like extended family.
He's called Scissor Man because he is a tailor.
Right.
She's called Always Looking because she is always looking.
Always looking.
And this will become apparent when she tracked down me and Felix in the early hours of Friday night, Saturday morning. She was always looking.
Always looking.
This is Mustang Lightning. Hey, you fucking ugly smacktards.
Hi.
I was in New Zealand recently, where they haven't heard of Punky. Well, if their TV's anything to go by, they are shoulder buyers. They have heard of Punky. We've got some New Zealand listeners. I met up with my sister-in-law's parents for dinner, and at one point during the evening, they mentioned that they were due a visit by some Carnarvonan friends that week. My knee-jerk reaction of shouting, "Fuck Carnarvonans!" would have probably gone down better had I not only met them that night. That night, I was pretending that I thought I was in Australia, which also didn't impress them much, especially when I kept calling them crazy Aussies. They charged me $25 to leave the country. Bastards. Anyway, love Punky, despite you. Fuck off.
Right.
That's from Scissor Man.
That's quite sweet.
He's a very funny man. And check out his page. He's on our... I'll try and get him on our MySpace Top Friends this week, because he's got some... He makes homemade videos. Oh, yeah, you want this one, don't you?
Yeah.
He makes... I'll have that back then.
All right,
He makes... these ridiculous homo videos. And Lady Vader is brilliant.
Lady Vader.
Hello, I'm Lady Vader. Darth Vader's sister. It's great.
Oh, nice.
It is great.
Right. Okay, here we go. Right. So who's this from?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is from Jill Kills.
Jill. Oh, yes. She emailed me. Hi, Jill. Nice girl.
Okay.
Oh, dear. So room available. So it's really not that important, and you're probably going to kill me for sending a message on MySpace, but fuck you, cum bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow.
Fuck you too.
I have a couple of jokes that made me laugh quite hard.
Let's hear them then.
Probably because I was under the influence of stuff, but still, I'm sober now and still
under the influence
like a
stuff?
Of stuff. Okay, I'm not going to delve any deeper into that.
Stuff's got a lot to answer for, I tell you.
Yes, it has. Okay, what is a Yankee?
I don't know.
The same as a quickie, but a guy can do it alone.
Oh, goodness.
Do you know how New Zealanders practice safe sex?
No.
They spray paint X's on the back of sheep that kick. What's the difference between ooh and ah?
I don't know.
About 3 inches. What's the difference between purple and pink?
The grip.
Yes.
Sorry, I do know that one.
What is the difference
between... Personal experience.
Between... Typist and
next time, Tony, take it easy.
What is the difference between a drug dealer and a hooker?
I don't know.
A hooker can wash a crack and sell it again.
Oh, well, that's very pleasant. It's funny how girls come out with the filthiest jokes, isn't it?
Isn't it? Remember Joe? Filthy.
I can't
no.
get her memory erased from my brain.
Oh, well. How do you find a blind man in a nudist colony?
I don't know.
It's not hard.
You like that one, don't you?
Yeah.
I like that one.
How do you circumcise a hillbilly?
I don't know.
Kick his sister in the jaw?
That's a bit harsh.
That's a bit harsh, yeah.
A bit harsh.
What's the difference between medium and rare?
I don't know.
6 inches is medium, 8 inches is rare. And why do women rub their eyes when they get up in the morning?
I don't know.
They don't have balls to scratch.
Oh, I thought it was because we'd spunked in them. We'd spunked in them while they were asleep, I think is a better punchline there.
Yeah, so there you go. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you very much, Jill. And there is a last bit on there as well. It says, well, boys, I hope you enjoy these, because I know I sure did. Take care, gents. Jill. Thank you,
cool.
Jill.
Excellent.
One last one.
Yes.
This is from Catherine. Hey, Paul, brilliant show again this week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it, as always.
Always.
I guess I don't have much to say, except that I'm a Sagittarius, and I'm therefore encouraging you to encourage Ruby Bresnock to do her astrological horoscope for Punky this month. Her horoscopes always make me laugh, and I'd like to see what she says is in store for us arrow-shooting centaurs. Of course, like you said in an earlier show, apparently it really doesn't matter whether your listeners ask us to do a horoscope or not, because she'll just come up with the same old bollocks anyways. Oh well, I figure it never hurts to ask. Keep up the good work, you piss-mopping crotch goblins.
Aww.
Had to stick some of the Punky Dictionary in there somewhere. Much love, Catherine. P.S. I'm voting for you again this month on Podcast Alley, even if you smacktards continue to lose to the stupid poxy proxy voters each month, and you never make it to number one. I will still keep voting for you, but hopefully you will be number one if all your other lazy listeners get off their asses and vote. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you, in case you can't cross your own fingers because you're too busy drinking. That
not
is
far
fair
off,
enough.
Really, isn't
she's
it?
Not far off she's at all. And the reason that you haven't heard anything from Ruby Bresnott in recent weeks is because she's been ill.
Right.
And we wish her a speedy recovery. And as soon as Ruby's better, I'm sure that we'll be getting some more astrological horoscope-related nonsense offer.
No doubt.
Now, is this another song that's 4 minutes long? Goodness sake.
You're taking the piss.
I know. This is the Apocalypse Babies, right? Now, they're not on Sunday at Rock City.
Right.
The full lineup is Stiff Little Fingers, The Damned, Neville Staples Specials, King Kurt, Selector, UK Subs, Goldblade, Discharge, Resistance 77, Riot Squad, The Duelers, and a load of other bands as well. So technically not the full lineup, but it's a big one on two stages. But we haven't got permission to play UK Subs material.
Right.
However, the Apocalypse Babies on their 2005 album, Alcoholocaust, feature a song called UK Subs.
Okay.
And I thought about that.
That'll do.
I'm a clever boy. What is Apocalypse Babies website, Tony?
Apocalypsebabies.co.uk, and babies is Y-S, not I-E-S.
Oh, you're loving this, aren't you? I can't believe I gave you one. So it's 4-1.
Wicked.
It's an unassailable lead.
Come on.
Unless I make the last track worth
no,
4 points.
No, you're that's not even fair.
This is the Apocalypse Babies and UK Subs. You know,
only one.
There is only one Charlie Harper. It's a good bloody job as well. More than one Charlie Harper in the world, it'd be chaos. That is the Apocalypse Babies and UK Subs, but not UK Subs and Apocalypse Babies. And this is the Dead 60s.
Oh yes, it is.
I'm loving it. I'm loving this show. So, Tony.
Yes.
Last Friday, I did my gig in Hitchin.
The Wormfleet.
Yeah, it was our Christmas show, but it's not Christmas. We don't do anything Christmassy about it. It's just the show in December. Hmm. Great show. And it was Felix and Charlie's, Hamboy and Always Looking's, first night out since the episode.
Yes.
Since his brain op. Hmm. And they thought, it'll be nice. What we'll do is we'll have a nice, quiet night, just watching some comedy, having a couple of drinks. Hamboy and Always Looking don't do nice, quiet nights.
No, they don't.
By the time I got to the gig at 7:30, by which time they'd already scoffed at least a bottle of wine each.
Yeah.
The problem is Edwards had got involved with them as well. Mm. There may have been a pipe involved, I don't know. But certainly they showed up in good spirits before 8 o'clock. By 7:30 show, by the time the first act had finished, neither of them could remember what the first act had done.
Right.
And they decided they didn't like him very much.
Oh.
They didn't like him very much because they didn't hear anything he was doing because they were wobbling about on the balcony talking to each other. In the break, they proceeded to get more hammered, as did I and the rest of the audience. Hmm. Turned away about 30 people again. It was a packed show again. It was brilliant. Yeah. Silky, the headline act, went on, who they know and has stayed over with them before. And at the end of Silky's set, which was fabulous and everybody loved, they said they didn't like Silky very much.
Oh.
Because they couldn't remember anything Silky said. Because they were hammered. They then invited 1982 back to their flat. 1982 are these three people. Una, who does Punk Aid.
Yeah.
And her crazy boyfriend Luke.
Yeah.
And Luke's skinhead apprentice Chris. Okay. And they look so traditionally vintage punk and skinhead dressed.
Yeah.
We've christened them 1982 because they are the new wave of punk. But they've been transported through time. And Kerry actually said to them, said to Felix, stop inviting the past round for drinks. Right. Anyway, they invited 1982 round back to their flat. We're all staying in the flat. Everyone's hammered. And then they left. And then Felix decided to go for a walk. Now, obviously, Charlie was a little bit concerned about Felix going for a walk in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So he put me in charge of looking after him.
How's that going to help?
The fool. So I go legging down the road after Felix, and he informs me that he's going directly to a pub where he knows there's a lock-in. It's at least 2 o'clock in the morning. So me and Felix go to this pub, which shall remain nameless.
Right.
And we sat there having a drink, and then eventually, I thought we'd only been there a few minutes, we've been there ages, phone rings, it's Kerry, where are you, what's going on? I said, we're in the we're having a pint. I'm giving it away where it is. We're in the pub having a pint. We're in the you can't beep that, can you? Can you beep that?
Might be able to.
You might be. I know we don't do post.
Do you want to beep it?
Can you beep it?
Yeah. See, yeah, I haven't beeped anything since you last read my address out.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, we'll beep it then.
All right, when you load it up, if you can beep that bit, that'd be brilliant.
All right.
We're in the pub, and I thought we hadn't been long. We've been there ages. Anyway, the girls decided to come down, and by now, Always Looking is in a frenzy. And as she's whipped, as Kerry described, she said she'd gone feral. Right.
Right.
This has got Kerry in a mood.
Right.
So basically, they walk in without us seeing, listen to us talking for a couple of minutes, and then walk over in a right mood. And basically, we were led out of the pub by our ears. but then the next day, everything was okay.
That's good then.
And the next day, or was it the day after? No, the next day, we went out for breakfast, met up with Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Went back, and one of Felix and Charlie's friends was round. She's one half of the Herbalist Massive.
Okay.
Sat in Felix's surreal kitchen, because every time you stay in Felix's kitchen, someone unusual comes round. She's known as one half of the Herbalist Massive. They are, they're qualified doctors, I think.
Right.
But have taken a herbalist and holistic route.
Okay.
And specialise in herbal remedies and all that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they were around trying to give Felix some herbal remedies for his head. Well, I could think of one that would have sorted it out straight away, but apparently I'm not qualified to dish out that kind of advice.
Okay.
But while we were there, she suddenly came up with this really bizarre thing. When we sat around, we're having cups of tea, you know, and whatever your ailment, she's got a cup of tea for it.
Mm.
She's one of those, right? And she suddenly says, I know a man who tattoos pigs for art.
Right.
Now...
I've got nothing to say to that.
No! Sorry? You know a man who tattoos pigs for art? She said, yeah, but it isn't cruel. I said, well, it's quite cruel. I said, well, do they knock the pigs out before he tattoos them? Because wouldn't the squealing be quite off-putting? He said, yeah, I think he knocks the pigs out, yeah. And then he tattoos them. I said, and when they come round, they don't even know they've been tattooed. What tattoos did he put on them? She said, I don't know. It's art. I said, I bet I know what he puts on. He's clearly an evil sadist. I bet he tattoos on them, this pig's a cunt, kick it. And then the pigs walking around the pig stall, why is everybody kicking me? It's awful. Anyway, yeah. This week, I am mainly in Jester's in Bristol.
Oh, right,
Wednesday,
cool.
Thursday, Friday, Saturdays on Cheltenham Road. Bear's been in touch and he's threatening to come down.
Scary.
That could be very scary.
Wonder if he'll be angry. No, he won't be. He's
changed
now.
No, because I'll cheer him up.
No, he's a godfather.
With my happy stand-up comedy. Oh, which actually wasn't very happy. On Saturday night in St Albans, when I played the Quality Hotel, I performed to 175 old people.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and they looked at me like I'd just strangled their kitten. they did. They just stared at me for half an hour. It was the worst gig I've done this year. It was appalling. I feel so sorry for the hotel manager, because he's booked me for another two as well.
Oops.
Before Christmas. I just hope the audience get a bit younger as it gets a bit closer to Christmas, but anyway, up. Okay. Right, Tony, you're going to have to say something important. Why not mention GoDaddy again?
Yes, don't forget, go to... Is it GoDaddy.com?
GoDaddy.com.
Quoting the code PUNKY1, that's PUNKY and the number one, to receive a 10% discount.
On your domain registration, etc.
Yeah, and we're going to put a link up and that information on PunkyRadio.com and PunkyRadio.BTPodShow.com.
And?
You can also buy t-shirts from there. It links to our Cafe Press site.
Yeah.
CafePress.com/PunkyRadio. But if you go to PunkyRadio.com or... What, you're just pulling out your trousers?
My letter.
Okay, just check
that
in.
You were supposed to remind me
about.
Oh,
right, I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, there you go. Do you want to show me this letter, then?
Or? Yeah, I'm going to now. This letter came through, but this morning, from, and I hope I say this week, Renee, Elise. And I'm not going to give out the exact address, but he's in Vienna, Virginia.
Okay.
I think. Now, and this is a fantastic letter that goes right back to our Christmas special last year.
Right.
Yo, Paulie B.
Hey, took a long time getting here.
In last year's Christmas special of Punky, you said that if we send you a $20 bill through the mail, you would send a CD and whatever else you could find lying around. Well, I've had the $20 in an envelope since February, which is extremely pitiful, and just got around to sending it now. So, yeah, you said to our details. Bloody well, I got his details. He has dislikes George Bush, Junior and Senior, fat cunts who complain about every little thing like they're a god or something. I heard this story about a pregnant woman in Texas who was standing in line to buy a Game Boy for a kid when suddenly her water broke. Any normal person by this point would have left the line to go to the hospital. No, not her. She sat there and waited in line. The manager even brought her a lawn chair to sit on. She was there so long, the baby was delivered in the store parking lot. Just shows how stupid some people are. Likes anything and everything Punky. And look... There's a $20 bill.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. See, thing is, though, when I mentioned that, $20 was worth a lot more than it is now. But yes, I will send you a CD and any other stuff I can find hanging around. You'll get a very nice gift. Thank you very much. Reen, Rennie, oh, Axel. We'll call you Axel. Nickname Axel. No, Nick Axel. Look.
Right, okay.
Don't you laugh at Axel.
We'll not call you Rennie, we'll call you Axel.
We'll call you Axel. We won't
Why
call...
not? It's a much better name. There you go, Axel.
We won't call you Rennie, we'll call you Dave. Dave at least. Axel. So that's brilliant. Thank you so much, Axel. And that does still stand, US listeners. Although we can sort out PayPal now. If you don't mind, can we try and...
Yeah.
I've got
a
PayPal thing through this morning saying I could... sell things with my website.
Well, Alice did that with the website, the PayPal stuff, so I can
all right.
Hit her for information.
Oh, no, you just want to hit her.
No. No.
It's only a matter of time, Tony. By the time you've spent the requisite amount of time with me and my sadomasochistic tendencies to now want to give Alice Rock a good belting, a thrashing, a thraking, you're going to leave her arse cheek so sore...
Careful. Steady.
Yeah, that's true. She'd beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last song, mate.
Okay.
I've been waiting a long time to play this. Since our very first show, in fact. Because this is King Kurt.
Ah, cool.
King
right.
Kurt, the very first band I ever saw back in 1985. And it was still one of the best gigs I've ever been to. And they're a fantastic band. And guess what, Tony?
What's that?
They're playing this Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
At Rock City.
Oh, Rock City, oh, yes.
And I got in touch with Smeggy, the lead singer, who I have met once before. And said, listen, because they've been recording some new stuff, and I was hoping we could have played one of the new tracks they've got, but it's not finished yet. So he said, look, just play one of the old favourites. We've all got the rights to the stuff ourselves. So I went, great, here goes then. And I'm going to play, and this is a clue, I'm going to play Alcoholic Rat.
Right.
Right. What I want to know is, what is King Kurt's website?
Alcoholicrat.co.uk?
No, it's alcoholic-rats.com.
Oh.
And I'm afraid that was for 4 points.
Was it arse?
Which means I've won 5-4. Ha! Huh? No, it means that you've won 4-2 this week.
That's all
right. You've beaten me on the internet. 4-2. Fair play. This song is great. Listen out in particular to just over halfway through when it breaks down, and make sure you've got your stereo speakers on. Does Punky come out in stereo?
No, it's mono. Converts to mono every week.
It'll still sound good. it is funny, trust me. This is a great song by a great one. I think one of the best bands ever. Their first album, Ooh Walla Walla, is, in my opinion, a psychobilly Sgt. Pepper.
Right.
Great band. You're going to love this. This is Alcoholic Rat.
Whiskey! Whiskey! Bow, bow!
You ain't touching whiskey again.
Bow bow. Bow bow. Bow bow. Bow 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 bow. Yeah.
What would you say to that?
Oh!
Hey! In a cabin. Down by a canyon.
So, Tone, the end of another show. Yeah. King Kurt, Alcoholic Rap. A fantastic track. It's available on loads of different CDs as well. The one that I'm actually playing tonight is Alcoholic Rap, and it's on Harry May. Go to harrymayrecord.com. Find out more. What a gig it's going to be this Sunday. I'm going to be so knackered.
Yeah.
I've got, because I'm doing Bristol Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday night, I'm going to see my mate, Steve, in his new pub.
Okay.
In Oxford. After the gig. Sunday, I've got the all-dayer.
Mm.
Monday, I've got a hospital appointment in the morning. Christ, I'm going to need one. and then we'll be making Punky.
On Monday?
On Monday.
Or do you want to do it Tuesday?
Well, let's see how we get on, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah, we might have to do it Tuesday. And then we got rehearsals Monday and Tuesday night, so...
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. I'm going to be a wreck by Christmas.
I'm a wreck now.
Make sure you vote for us at podcastalley.com. Make sure you visit punkyradio.com. Make sure you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Make sure particularly that you go to our BT Podshow page, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Make sure if you are after a domain name that you go to godaddy.com.
Yes.
Have I missed anything
else? Vote for us on iTunes. Reviewers on iTunes.
Reviewers on iTunes.
You
forgot to mention that, yeah.
Country.
Because we've slipped off iTunes since we've been with BT Pod Show. I think it's a fix.
Smell a rat.
I smell a rat. I smell a rat, baby. I smell a rat, baby. Oh, I smell a rat. Make sure you listen to Total Talk Nonsense.
Yes.
And make sure you listen to Air Out My Shorts.
And they're on the Podriot Network. Podriot.com, isn't it?
Podriot.com. God, we've got a list of things for you to do. What do you think? When we started off, we just went, all right, here's a song.
It's got swearing in it.
It's got swearing
in
it.
Seen a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, crikey. Oh, it's yet another long show, isn't it? And we're really trying to keep the show length down as well.
It's another 1.25 hours. Yes.
We've got through everything, haven't we?
Think so.
Next week is going to be a block party special.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't it?
December 27th. Get your tickets while you can.
December 27th. It's going to be great. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Approve!
Yeah, nearly, eh?
I was in the nick of time there, wasn't I?
Weren't you?
I don't normally come so late.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.